and the desire is so sincere. The thirst for God is so real. The heart is so seeking the sunlight. The person is already so committed to truth that many questions have already dropped away. Many problems and dilemmas are already, in essence, solved. And then this question of fear becomes the critical question, the visceral, flat-out bodily panic, the complete takeover of the kind of fear that feels like the world is ending, like you're blowing to bits, like your guts are being torn out and your brain is exploding, like you're choking. This is an advanced concern. This is an advanced understanding. All that computes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a question that has to be answered. The answer has to be found. And it's not good enough. It will not work, as you already know, as you already indicated. It will not work to answer it with airy statements and platitudes and profundities, because it's a life and death issue. It's a life and death question. It's now I'm against the wall. The fear is there. It's all there is in that moment, and I can't get past that. I keep coming to the same place, and it stops there, and the stopping is about fear. What I experience is fear, the kind of fear that tears your guts out. Did I say it?
Yes.
So when I said to you, something can outshine that, it was not my way of placating you. It was not trying to give you a nice, easy spiritual answer, and then you go home tonight and nothing has changed. You've heard it, you said, 1,000 times. Well, you've heard it 1,000 times because it's true. But that piece of understanding will not help you. In other words, in that moment of death grip fear, it doesn't help to remember or to think or to intellectually know, even if you know it well, that that has to be the truth. Something outshines it. That's what you were getting at when you said these high thoughts. What was the exact phrase?
Yes, high thoughts. To reason it away.
Yeah. And that's the point. It cannot be reasoned away. So when you hear that, if you're hearing it from someone who actually knows it, if you're hearing it from someone who's speaking the truth, they're not saying to you, cling to that idea, and that's the way through the fear, because that's not the way. It won't help you at all, because that fear is real. That fear is organic. And no idea, no thought, no concept, no mental understanding will have the slightest effect on that fear. So what they're really saying when they're saying that is the experiential possibility. What they're really talking about, what I'm really talking about, is there something, I'm confirming for you that there's something beyond that fear.